The Business on RT Radio 1 with Ulster Bank. For when you're keen to know what Brexit means for your business, visit ulsterbank.ie/Brexit.
Well, to say it's been a turbulent week in the United States would be an understatement. President Donald Trump's response to some of the events in Minnesota have further enraged the public, dragging the conflict into the online sphere. This week, for the first time, Twitter has taken action against some of the president's tweets, provoking Donald Trump to issue an executive order which attempts to remove some of the legal protections of social media companies. I'm joined for more on this by Liz Carlin, executive director of the organisation Digital Action. Liz, first of all, this row or spat between Twitter and Donald Trump, what's it about? How did it start? What prompted it to break out?
Yes, I mean, this has been rumbling on for months, but I think the kind of key moment this week was a tweet that Trump put out on Tuesday, which was talking about like mail-in ballots, which are basically postal votes. And he sort of was implying that, I think he used the word kind of like rigged and fraud and these kind of things. So Twitter has a policy against allowing people to try and suppress votes using its platform. So they just put like, it was a teeny tiny little line and a little exclamation mark with a fact check. And that was what sort of sparked everything.
And that's in line with their policy. They would do that from time to time on other tweets, but they'd just never done it to President Donald Trump before.
They haven't done it to President Donald Trump, yeah.
So he responded by saying he was going to issue an executive order, he was going to look at changing regulations. And then there was another tweet which has escalated things a bit, hasn't it? Isn't it?
That's right. So the executive order came out on Thursday, and then Trump put out a tweet actually after that, which was in Twitter's view trying to incite violence. That was about the kind of protests going on in the US, and they doubled down, and on that one they actually they put a warning on that. So you would have to sort of click in to see that, and it says kind of like, you know, this tweet kind of breaks our policies. So they're doubling down.
Now, the executive order, one of the things he said he was going to do, and an executive order is just one of these pieces of papers that he signs, which is a sort of statement of intent, but it doesn't mean that it will actually happen, was that he would take away, or the government would look to take away, protections that social media companies have where they're not actually totally responsible for the material that people put up on their platforms.
That's right. So there's been debate raging for quite a while about what in US law is. It's called Section 230. And we actually have something similar in the European Union. And these were laws put in the sort of late 90s, early noughties, which said, if you want to create an online platform and get people to post their own stuff on it, you're not legally responsible for the content that's put on there. You're not the same as an editor of a newspaper, for example. And so there's been a lot of debate about that over the last while.
Would it not be a good thing in many people's eyes to get rid of that? Because it would actually take away a lot of the stuff on social media that is about incitement or is nasty or is defamatory.
So there are there's sort of differences of opinion on this, and I think people who people who kind of think deeply about what the internet is for they are in favour of keeping it. In that, you know, if I wanted to say start a local community group for my neighbourhood, in Dublin, I would need to be kind of liable for every single thing that anybody posts on there, and that's just not practical.
So the really local community based element of social media would be massive. Massively undermined.
Exactly. The difference, though, since the kind of late 90s and early noughties, is that what kind of Facebook, YouTube in particular, but also to an extent Twitter do, is they're not just sort of allowing people to post something and then treating it all neutrally, which is sort of what was in the law. Instead, like, there's lots of automated decision making going on about what people see, what people don't see, how far things spread. And in particular, the kind of advertising aspect of this changes a lot of those things fundamentally. So a lot of the regulation kind of chat in the US and actually in Brussels as well has been about, OK, you know, maybe platforms don't need to be responsible for the content, but they are actually responsible for decisions that are made about which content is more prominent and how people are kind of fed through that. That's not what Trump's executive order was about.
But as things stand at the moment, Twitter, for example, is an arbiter of whether or not something falls in and out of its policies. And Jack Dorsey, the chief executive of Twitter, said that they looked at Donald Trump's tweet regarding the army going into Minneapolis. And he said that when the looting starts, the shooting starts. And they put a label on it that it was violent. Right. He says that we were taking a look at that. So who's we? Is it Jack and his finance director? Is it an army of people within Twitter who make these decisions?
Well, so for Donald Trump's Twitter account, it will be Jack himself. And I think it was similar in Facebook. What we've heard is that these decisions were made at boardroom level. For the majority of content, what the larger companies do, and actually they have some of these offices here in Dublin, is they've got thousands of people who are kind of clicking through reported content and seeing whether or not it violates sort of terms. Actually, the COVID era has changed a lot of that. Those people can't go in and sit in basically call centres in their hundreds or thousands. And a lot of it is being done automated, which again sort of brings us back to those questions of, well, what responsibilities do platforms have for automated decision making? But again, that's not what Trump's talking about.
And the nuance and the context of content that people put up. We'll have to leave it there. Liz Carolan, Executive Director of Digital Action, thank you very much for joining us on the programme. We'll be back after this ad break.